stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour here on this Monday, April 28th, 2025 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Patrick Kobach just posting on his Twitter X account. Reminder, we are 555 days away from the midterm elections, less the time for early voting and mail-in ballots for our next election here in the state of Michigan. This upcoming election decides who will control Michigan state government. The governor is going to be a new governor. We're going to have a new attorney general. We're going to have a new Secretary of State, as well as all of the Michigan House of Representatives and the Michigan State Senate are all up for grabs. Learn what is being done by others to ensure that this upcoming election will be fair. Find out what you can do to ensure that the upcoming election is fair by attending the event this coming Saturday, May 3rd, from noon to 4 p.m. in West Branch, Michigan. Come join Tim Vetter, Fani Mantravadi, and myself. Saturday, May 3rd, from noon to 4 p.m. For more information, go to AugamaRepublicans.com is the website. OGEMAWRepublicans.com. When you click on the link to the website, you'll see the information there and you'll be able to register. You can get your tickets. If it's too late for you to pay on the website, you can contact the chair, Christine Detroyer. Her phone number is 989-329-3422. Just tell her your name and how many people are coming, and she'll put you on the list, and you can pay at the door. Christine Detroyer, again, the phone number, 989-329-3422. $25 cost includes the rental of the hall, a luncheon, and a great time. Vicky and I are going to be there. I'm going to be bringing the radio station sound system. We'll have the speakers and the microphones hooked up, and you guys can come and be part of this information. Making elections fair again. So Text me EI, Election Integrity, and I'll send you the flyer. It has the address, 601 Columbus Drive, West Branch, Michigan. If you're coming down from the north, you'll get off exit 215 on I-75. Coming in from the south, exit 212. And it's going to be at the Knights of Columbus Hall there on Columbus Drive in West Branch this Saturday from noon to 4 p.m. It's one of those events I told you you'd have to save up some money for. Come hear the information and what you can do yourself to ensure fair elections next year in 2026. Short break, word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
If you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust, or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber, either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three. Again, I want to remind you that the radio station, this show, myself personally, and my wife, Victoria Bishop, are all being sued by Tom Moran and Moran Ironworks. And as a result, we had to put up a legal defense fund. We're asking for donations to raise the money to pay our attorney so we can afford to defend ourselves. If you'd like the link to the information so you can read all about it, what we're doing, what we're forced to do, text me legal, L-E-G-A-L, and I'll send you the information. If you could, please share the text message with everybody that you know listens to the radio station, listens to this show. I greatly appreciate it. Again, just text me 231-360-5140. Text me the word legal, and I'll send you the link. You can look at the information. Make a donation if you can afford it. If not, just share it with people. We greatly, greatly appreciate that. One of the stories I was following over the weekend, and this is kind of interesting, is that we had an event take place on Saturday. We're going to reach out to this individual. We're going to ask him to be on the show. And he has made a major announcement as the first person to announce his candidacy to become Michigan's next Attorney General. Kevin, and I'm going to spell the last name, Kijewski, K-I-J-E-W-S-K-I. He's a defense lawyer for one of the 15 Michigan Republicans that were facing criminal charges for signing Electoral College certificate, falsely claiming President Trump won the 2020 election. Well, that's technically not correct, according to Craig Mauger, who just posted this 23 minutes ago. But he's announced that he's going to be seeking the Republicans' nomination for Attorney General at their state convention. Now, one of the things that you have to understand, this process goes through the state convention. This is not on the general election ballot for August primary. This is absolutely going to be taken up at the state convention by the precinct delegates. Kijewski, 43 years old, lives in Birmingham, Michigan, says Michigan deserves an attorney general who will root out corruption, prosecute crime, and make sure every legal vote counts. Kijewski, correct pronunciation, I apologize. He becomes the first Republican candidate to publicly launch a campaign for the state's top law enforcement position in 2026. Republican delegates are expected to select their nominee at convention early next year. Michigan's current Attorney General, Democrat Dana Nessel, can't seek re-election because of the state's term limits. Well, back in July of 2023, Nessel's office brought criminal charges against 15 Michigan Republicans. Excuse me, at that time it was 16. Their names appeared on an Electoral College certificate that they described as being Trump being the winner of Michigan's 16 Electoral College votes in the 2020 election, despite the fact that the final numbers showed that he had actually lost Michigan to Democrat Joe Biden by 154,000 votes, roughly 3%. Trump lost 51-48. Well, the document was eventually used by Trump supporters in an unsuccessful attempt to overturn Biden's victory while they were processing Electoral College votes on January 6th of 2021. The, quote, false electors' actions undermined the public's faith in the integrity of our election, and we believe that this violated our laws. This is something that Dana Nessel said to the Detroit News. And it also impacted the way we administer our elections in the state of Michigan. Again, according to Nessel. In court, Kayevsky has represented Trump elector Clifford Frost of Warren. He was facing 8 felony charges, and the others are pending in Ingham County's District Court 54A, where Judge Kristen Simons continues to consider whether prosecutors have presented enough evidence for the cases to proceed to trial. Well, in the meantime, Trump won the 2024 presidential election over Democratic candidate Kamala Harris. Kayevsky said the top issues for his attorney general campaign includes stopping lawfare, ensuring free, fair, and honest elections, and prosecuting violent crime and government fraud. Michigan deserves an attorney general who does the attorney general's job, not a radical misusing the powers of the office. He and his wife, Catherine, have a law firm in Oakland County named KDK Law. And he made the announcement on Saturday in Lapeer. Kayevsky earned his law degree at Michigan State University. He's a former superintendent of the Catholic schools of the Archdiocese of Detroit, where he oversaw 3,000 staff in 86 school districts, representing approximately 27,000 students. He's the second one to announce, first Republican, but Democrat Mark Totten, former U.S. Attorney for Michigan's Western District, announced his campaign just a couple of weeks ago. Others looking at it, Oakland County Prosecutor Karen McDonald and Washtenaw County Prosecutor Eli Savitt are potential Democratic candidates that might be challenging Totten for the nomination. Other Republican candidates being floated, current Macomb County Prosecutor Pete Lucido. In 2022, Nessel defeated Republican candidate Matt DiPerno to win a second term. She beat DiPerno 53-45%. So we have a Republican in the race. We have a Democrat in the race. I want to thank Craig Mauger from the Detroit News for providing that story and appreciate the information that is coming to us also from the 9th Congressional District. Chair, Vice Chair of the 9th District, Braden Jacobazzi, he held the event down in Lapeer on Saturday and sent me the information, gave me a heads up over the weekend. So one candidate in already on the Republican side, one in on the Democrat side. Very, very important that we get this election right. And again, that's why we're going down to West Branch on Saturday. Again, text me EI for election integrity and I'll send you the flyer. Let's see, do I have time? Yeah, I think I do. I'll get this one in as well. One of the major issues, citizens of Michigan have submitted to the chairman, Jay DeBoyer, chairman of the House Oversight Committee, as well as Election Integrity Committee Chair, Rochelle Smith, regarding investigation on the FBI's investigation of GBI strategies, calling for indictments prior to the expiration of the statute of limitations. This story just recently came out this was Saturday. Michigan House Election Integrity and Oversight Chairs ask FBI Director Kash Patel for answers on the FBI's alleged investigation into the Democrat-funded GBI strategies before the statute of limitations run out. The story comes to us from the Gateway pundit, Patty McMurray. Time is running out on charging those responsible for one of the most well-documented cases of mass organized Democrat Party funded voter registration fraud in America, which took place just 1 month before the 2020 election. The investigation began on October 8th of 2020, was eventually taken over from the Michigan State Police and the Muskegon Police Departments by the FBI, where apparently the investigations went to die. Michigan's Democratic Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, has a history of struggling with truth and transparency. And she called the 2020 election, which she overseen, as being the most secure election in Michigan's history. Well, just 3 weeks ago, the Gateway Pundit published an article highlighting remarks made by the now FBI Director Dan Bongino, Deputy Director, who back in August of 2023 suggested that the Gateway Pundit's exclusive investigation into GBI strategies provided the receipts he's been waiting for to prove mass voter fraud took place in the 2020 election here in the state of Michigan. Muskegon Police Department was contacted and was asked to investigate. This goes all the way back to October 21st of 2020, just weeks before the election. First Lieutenant Mike Anderson was contacted by Tom Fabus, Chief of Investigations for the Michigan Attorney General's Office in Lansing. According to the Michigan State Police report, Fabus asked for Michigan State Police assistance with a joint investigation of alleged voter fraud that was being conducted by the Muskegon Police Department as well as the Attorney General. An investigative task force was formed and the investigation was initiated. The Michigan State Police identified the key suspect, who dropped off between 8 and 10,000 voter registrations at the Muskegon clerk's office. She was arrested and detained by the Michigan State Police during a traffic stop. Well, the investigation continued, and eventually the FBI took it over. Remember, this was Joe Biden's FBI. Now they're asking for Donald Trump's FBI Director Kash Patel to investigate. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, brought to you by the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, driving business